Pope Benedict XVI has launched an appeal Wednesday at the end of his general audience for the people of Christchurch, New Zealand, one day after a 6.3 magnitude earthquake struck the city on New Zealand's South Island.
A new and powerful earthquake, even more devastating since the one last September, has struck the city of Christchurch in New Zealand, causing considerable loss of life and the disappearance of many people, to say nothing of the damage to buildings. At this time, my thoughts turn especially to the people there who are being severely tested by this tragedy. Let us ask God to relieve their suffering and to support all who are involved in the rescue operations. I also ask you to join me in praying for all who have lost their lives. Finally, I would like to greet the English-speaking visitors and pilgrims present to this audience, especially those from England, Ireland, Sweden, Japan, and the United States. I also thank the choirs for their praise of God in song. Upon you and your families, I call and invoke God's abundant blessings.
The Apostolic Nuncio to New Zealand, Archbishop Charles Daniel Balvo, described the situation on the ground.
Christchurch has been hit by this very serious earthquake. After the September earthquake, there have been many aftershocks, but this was the most serious, a second earthquake that did far more damage than the first. And unlike the first, where there were no fatalities, this time there are a considerable number, considering the New Zealand situation. Many people remain trapped in the ruins, and some of the ruins have become dangerous. So it's difficult for rescuers to enter and to try to search for trapped people. The city is 80% without water, and more than half has no electricity, so they have set up refuge centers in schools, in larger open-air buildings, shopping centers for people to come. They have water trucks out to give people water since there is no running water in the city, much of the city. As far as the church is concerned, certainly the two historic cathedrals have been seriously damaged. The Catholic cathedral lost its two towers, and there are severe cracking throughout the whole edifice. The Catholic Church is mobilizing as it can. It's a small, here in New Zealand, Catholics are not a majority, but the local Caritas is going to contribute some of its funds in order to help people. But the New Zealanders are very resilient and very well organized, so that they will do a great deal to help themselves. They have received outside help specialists in certain areas of searching for victims from Australia, Singapore, United States, other countries. At the moment, it's still a dramatic situation of trying to find people trapped, and the total number of injured and deceased is not yet known.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.